The Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog and Company in Cookeville. You can call 528-BARK to find out more about what they do. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and I have the director of the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter in here with me, Sarah Hollick-Webb. Summer solutions for our pet. Sarah, you're really knowledgeable, and I thank you for coming in and talking to us about this.
I'm excited to be here because there's a lot of hazards in the summer for your pets. It's amazing. We all, you know, it's so exciting to be out and about with your pets, but summer presents a lot of hazards.
So it's some easy things that we can kind of take care of ourselves. You know, we're going to cover heartworm risk, signs of heat stroke, flea and tick preventatives, and even hot pavements. So the thing that I'm going to ask first is, what's the biggest problem, do you think, for pets in the summer months?
Overarching, I do believe that heat, since we are in the South in an area with high humidity, I think that heat is a huge issue for our pets. It's so easy for a pet to become overheated. Just remember that a pet's temperature, body temperature, normally runs between 103 and 106 anyway, so they run a little hotter than us. On top of the fur coat we were just talking about, they've got a fur coat on. So it's very quick for them to become overheated, especially when they're very active or doing, you know, just doing typical summertime fun activities.
So what are some of the signs that we can notice on heat stroke in animals?
Sure. So the first couple are just common sense ones. So excessive thirst, of course, excessive panting, general lethargy, foaming at the mouth or thickened saliva is often a good sign that your pet is becoming overheated.
Should you get them to a vet as soon as you see, if you see that with foaming at the mouth, is that some of the important stages?
Important stage. Pale gums. If you see that thickened saliva or that they're having a hard time maybe swallowing or that foaming at the mouth, check their gums. Pull their lip up real quick. See if their gums are pale. Pale gums with a bright pink tongue or a bright red tongue. That's a for sure sign that your pet is very much in distress. So, yes, by all means, call your vet. Call your vet immediately. If it's on the weekend, call an emergency vet. We have several emergency vets here in this area that are wonderful to put you in contact with a vet tech immediately, and they'll start kind of coaching you through some of those things.
And get them out of the sun.
Get them out of the sun. If you can get them into a climate-controlled, air-conditioned area, please do. If you're out hiking or something like that and you don't have that luxury, yeah, get them in the shade. Of course, provide them with water. One of the big things, though, is in trying to aid your pet and get them cooled down, do that at a slow pace. So do not give them ice water. Do not put them in an ice bath.
That's good to know. Because I think a lot of folks would think about doing that, and that probably shocks their system a little bit.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It can cause organ failure, even. It can cause some pretty major stuff. And, of course, overall systemic shock, just like what you said, Sheila. So, yes, do this at a slow pace. Give them lukewarm, room temperature water. If you don't have a way to submerge them in water that's kind of room temp and you've just got a water bottle on you, put water around their neck, kind of under their arms and legs.
Mom did me when I had a high temperature, you know?
Exactly. So hit those kind of key points. And, yes, try and cool their paws as well.
Great, great advice there. So what should pet owners make sure to talk about with their vet and for summer months and preventatives?
Oh, gosh. Again, living in the South, we have all kinds of creepy crawlies that come out in the summer. So fleas and ticks are a huge, huge issue. And please remember that all these parasites can cause, you know, they can carry nasty diseases. Rocky Mountain spotted fever I've known several people that have been infected with Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and your dogs can get it too. There's lots of tick-borne diseases that can make your dog and or cat really ill during this time of year when ticks are out crawling about looking for a food source. So flea and tick preventatives, absolutely. Everyone needs to have their cat and dog on flea and tick preventatives for their pet safety and your own safety for that. And heartworm preventative, that is something that was overlooked here. Tennessee is the second highest state of heartworm. We have a huge problem in this area. For those of you that don't know, heartworm is simply spread by mosquitoes, simply by a mosquito biting one infected dog and then biting yours. This is not your average worm. Let's just get that out of the way.
And it is a worm in the heart.
It's almost
like the mosquitoes lay eggs and
exactly
goes to their heart.
Exactly. The mosquitoes kind of put an egg called microfilaria into the pet's bloodstream. And yes, it all kind of congregates around the heart, which will eventually cause the heart to completely stop beating because it will become so flooded with these worms. And these are actual worms. This is some nasty, bad stuff. And it is fatal if it's left untreated. And prevention is always so much easier than treating. Treating heartworm can be very painful. It's a very long process for a pet.
It is. It's hard to get over for that pet.
We treat a lot of animals for heartworm, but there is nothing like prevention. And there are so many wonderful, great preventatives now that roll heartworm preventative, flea and tick preventative all into one. Sometimes it's a simple pill. Sometimes it's a topical. And a lot of these things are lasting for 90 days now. So there's great stuff coming on the market. So, yes, absolutely talk to your vet about that.
My dog, Izzy, loves that heartworm preventative because it's like a little treat. She thinks, I treat it just like it's a treat.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
And I'm like, you're welcome because I'm saving you. What about hot pavements? I think that's something that us human folks don't think about as much because we've got shoes on.
Yeah, we forget about that. We forget that paws, even though they're, you know, they're thick, they're kind of callous, they're used to being on the ground, they're still bare skin on a pet. So, yes, hot pavement is incredibly dangerous, not only for burns on a pet, but going back to what we just talked about with heat exhaustion. Pets sweat through their paws, so that's mm-hmm. a cooling mechanism for them with their paws.
And if they've got that pavement and it's over 100 degrees, 117, you know, because that pavement gets
absolutely.
Hotter.
Absolutely.
They can't sweat that out.
Absolutely. They cannot cool themselves down, not to mention just some of the horrible burns that we've seen on pets from being on pavement. So, yes, if you have the option of exercising your pet in the grass, then by all means, this time of year, summer has came at us hard and fast, it seems like, this year. So, yes, keep them off that pavement. Keep them off that blacktop.
And always have water on hand. You know, I always have a little collapsible water bowl that I keep in the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then I can just run to a convenience store and get you know, water for it. But especially when you're on walks, you should always have water because you never know how quickly your animal can overheat. Especially, like you said, mine is Australian Cattle that I adopted from the shelter. Both of my animals, my cat and my dog, I got from the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter. But keep water on hand when you're walking mm-hmm. them because that double coat on my dog, she gets hot quicker than you think.
Yes, absolutely. And just while we're talking about heat, another common sense thing, never leave your pet in a car. Within minutes, even on a 70-degree day, within 15 minutes, it can be over 100 degrees in your vehicle. On these 90-degree days, it does not take long at all. So, yes, and sometimes we think we're just going to run in, and then mm-hmm. we run into somebody or get sidetracked. It's so easily to get distracted. Don't do it at all. Do not leave your pet in a vehicle at all that's not running during the summer. And we do have a wonderful police force in town, and I know last year they did have to save several pets.
They will knock down that glass
get that dog out. They will. And of course, that's very needed. And we don't want to do that to anybody. And we don't want to do that to anyone's pet either. The safest thing is just either leave your pet at home or leave your car running if you're in a position to be able to do that safely. Just keep that in mind. No pets in hot cars.
And summer solutions, I think you've covered a lot of them. And you can see by us talking with Sarah Hollick-Webb, she's the director at the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter. How much you love pets, because you wouldn't know this much if you didn't love pets.
We love all of our fur babies. We're so fortunate to be able to see so many in the animal shelter. And we just want to make sure that everyone's pets are happy and healthy this summer.
And speaking of summer, puppies and kittens. You're getting kittens all night.
Yes.
Talk about some kittens. They need to come and adopt, right?
Yes. If anyone's looking for a wonderful, very fun family member to add to their life, now's the time to come adopt a kitten. Absolutely.
Kittens, puppies, dogs, and even senior pets, too. Think of them, too. They make wonderful pets, and they need to be out of the shelter. Sarah, thank you so much for talking to
us. Thank you.
Our Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog and Company. Visit them online, dog-co.com.